How do you want to know how AI is transforming orthodontics? We've got Dr. Baxman, a leading expert. We're talking about the potential and the things we need to watch out for with AI in orthodontics.
It's fascinating how it's already changing things for orthodontists and how patients experience treatment.
Dr. Baxman really hit on something, saying AI can help with those everyday tasks and gives orthodontists more time with their patients, which is what matters, right?
It's becoming this incredible tool, making that human connection in healthcare even stronger.
Now let's get into the specifics. Like Dr. Baxman talked about diagnosing those cephalometric landmarks. It's so detailed, and even a really experienced orthodontist spends quite a bit of time on it.
Yeah, and you can't forget about human error, even with experience.
And that's where AI comes in. Dr. Baxman brought up this program, YOLO V3, and it can find those landmarks in just a fraction of a second, 0.5 seconds compared to minutes for a human.
It's mind-blowing. The speed and accuracy are freeing up orthodontists to create those individualized treatment plans that each patient needs.
So we've got super fast diagnoses, but Dr. Baxman also talked about how AI is changing diagnostic imaging, cleaning up those x-rays that are hard to see, and working with digital impressions and 3D scans.
It's like AI is giving orthodontists this amazing x-ray vision. They can see so much more detail. And that means more precise treatment planning, especially for clear aligners.
Talking about clear aligners, that brings us to remote monitoring. Dr. Baxman's really optimistic about the future with AI-powered apps that let patients update their orthodontist beyond their progress. So fewer office visits.
Think about how convenient that would be. Not just for patients, but for making sure they're sticking with treatment consistently.
And this connects to something else really important in orthodontics, figuring out a patient's growth stage. Dr. Baxman stressed how vital it is to know if a patient is still growing, especially when you're planning treatment.
Because you wouldn't want to start certain procedures if their jaw is still developing, right?
Exactly. AI, together with machine learning, is getting really good at predicting those growth stages. Dr. Baxman said some studies show AI might be even more accurate than some less experienced clinicians.
That's incredible when you think about how complex human growth is. AI can analyze so much data and find those subtle patterns we might miss.
And here's where things get even more interesting. Dr. Baxman is most excited about AI helping orthodontists make those big treatment decisions. Imagine AI looking at a patient's malocclusion, growth stage, and jaw, and then recommending the best approach.
It's like having this brilliant consultant helping you weigh the options and make the best choices for each patient.
Dr. Baxman highlighted AI and extractions, something they can worry patients about. AI can help determine if they're needed and the best way to do them. He mentioned research showing these AI tools are over 93% accurate.
Wow, that's impressive. It takes out so much of the guesswork in such a complex decision. Better results, peace of mind for the patient.
AI can help identify cases that might need surgery, save time, have fewer specialist appointments, and make clearer predictions about how surgery might turn out for both the orthodontist and the patient.
That clarity is valuable for patients. It helps them understand their choices and make informed decisions about their treatment.
We've been talking about the amazing potential of AI, but Dr. Baxman was also honest about the potential issues. We need to be aware of the challenges as AI becomes more common in the field.
Like with any powerful new technology, AI has its own set of risks and challenges. We need to face those head on and be smart about how we address them.
Data security is a big one too. Dr. Baxman stressed that. With so much patient information going digital, there's a bigger risk of data breaches and leaks.
It shows how important strong encryption is. These systems need the best security possible to protect sensitive patient data.
And then there's bias, the potential for it. Dr. Baxman explained that AI systems are only as good as the data they learn from. If that data is biased, then the AI can keep those biases going. And that's a serious problem.
It makes you realize how important it is to use diverse data to train AI. We have to be careful and make sure AI doesn't make existing inequalities in healthcare even worse.
Dr. Baxman did say he's optimistic about the efforts to address these ethical concerns, especially building in things to reduce bias and ensure everyone gets fair treatment planning.
It's important that as we use AI more and more in healthcare, it's not just effective, but also fair and equitable to everyone.
But even with those safeguards, Dr. Baxman said there's still the challenge of building trust. Patients might be unsure about trusting a computer over their doctor, which makes sense.
It's a natural human reaction. We tend to trust other people more than machines, especially when it comes to our health.
There's also that black box problem, where AI doesn't always explain how it made a decision. It can make patients uncomfortable and harder to trust those recommendations.
Dr. Baxman thinks that if we communicate better about those AI-generated treatment plans, it can help build that trust. If patients understand the reasoning, they might be more willing to accept them.
And lastly, Dr. Baxman pointed out the practical side of things. Getting these AI systems into existing practices isn't as simple as just buying the software.
Orthodontists need training to use these tools well, and they need ways to ensure quality and keep the systems updated to work their best.
AI in orthodontics, it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Huge potential, but some real challenges that we have to be thoughtful about.
It's complex, but the takeaway for me is that it's so important to talk about these things. We have to acknowledge the good and the bad, the benefits and the risks of AI, and work towards solutions that let us use its power while putting patients' well-being and trust first.
Yeah, it's like trying to find that sweet spot, being excited about what AI can do, but also remembering what Dr. Baxman said about being careful and thoughtful. And he talked about something I thought was so interesting, how AI is changing research in orthodontics. Imagine AI looking at all that data from clinical trials and analyzing it in a way that would take humans forever.
Right. It's like speeding up the research process, maybe leading to faster breakthroughs and better understanding of different approaches. Dr. Baxman seems to think this is where AI could really revolutionize the field.
He said AI could help us use resources better in research, which is a big deal these days.
AI to help us find them. If we can use it responsibly, think of what it could mean for orthodontics and healthcare.
It feels like we're about to see a big change in orthodontics, doesn't it? With AI becoming more common, it's exciting to think about the future.
It is exciting. But like Dr. Baxman said, we have to be thoughtful.
We can't forget about ethics and making sure AI is used responsibly for all patients.
And that brings us back to what Dr. Baxman kept emphasizing, the human element. Even with all these advancements, the relationship between the orthodontist and the patient is still the most important thing.
AI should be there to make that relationship better, not replace it. It's about finding the right balance, using AI's capabilities, but keeping the empathy, personalized care, and trust. That's what makes a good patient experience.
Thinking about what Dr. Baxman said, what do you think are the biggest things orthodontists need to think about when they start using AI in their practices?
From what Dr. Baxman said, education and training are important. Orthodontists need to understand these AI tools, how they work, what they can't do, and the ethics of using them.
It's not just about knowing how to use the software, right? It's about being able to understand the results and using them to help the patient.
And that's where staying up to date comes in. Dr. Baxman seems to think that keeping up with the latest in AI and how it's being used in orthodontics is going to be crucial for making sure it's used well.
And communication with patients is so important too. Dr. Baxman stressed that being open about how AI is used in treatment planning can build trust and help with any worries patients might have.
It's about empowering patients, helping them understand that AI is a tool that can make their care better, not something to be scared of. That open communication is key.
It's about looking at AI from both sides, the potential it has to make orthodontic care better, but also the ethical and practical stuff that needs to be addressed.
So I think what Dr. Baxman talked about gives us a good way to approach this new world of AI, focusing on education, open communication, and always putting the patient first.
It's interesting to think about how these things will shape the future of orthodontics. AI is going to change how orthodontic care is given.
It's an exciting time, a time of big changes, and what Dr. Baxman shared gives us a valuable way to approach these advancements responsibly and ethically.
What about patients? What should they be thinking about as AI becomes more common in orthodontics?
Yeah, I think it's about staying informed and being involved. Patients should feel comfortable asking questions about how AI is being used in their treatment and talking to their orthodontist about any concerns they have.
Being an active part of their own care and understanding that AI is a tool to help them, not control them.
And as AI keeps evolving, being curious and informed will help patients understand these advancements and make good choices about their treatment.
Wow, we've talked about so much, and it seems like AI is going to have a huge impact on orthodontics. But like Dr. Baxman said, we've got to be careful, right? Address the problems while still looking at the amazing things it can do.
Exactly. Got to find that balance. Use AI's power, but make sure it's ethical and that we use it the right way.
Something that stuck with me was Dr. Baxman talking about communication. He thinks explaining those AI treatment plans clearly to patients can really help them trust it and not be as worried.
Transparency. That's the key. When patients get how the AI came up with the recommendations, they feel more confident, like they're part of the decision.
How will things change between the orthodontist and the patient as AI gets more involved. Do you think it could actually make that relationship stronger?
Maybe AI will give orthodontists more time to really talk to their patients, listen to what they're concerned about, and create a treatment plan that fits their needs and goals.
AI could help us remember that human side of healthcare, which can get lost with how fast-paced everything is.
Technology should help us connect better, not replace those connections.
What do you think is the biggest takeaway for our listeners who are interested in AI in orthodontics?
I think the most important thing is that AI is a tool. Just like any tool, it can be used in good ways and bad ways. It's up to us to make sure it's developed and used ethically, putting patients first and making sure they're comfortable.
And that's why talking about it like we are now is so important. We have to keep asking those questions, looking at it from different sides, discussing what AI's place is in our lives.
Maybe the biggest question of all is, what do you think about the future of AI in healthcare? We really want to know what you think about this episode. This is just the start of a bigger conversation, and we hope you'll keep exploring this exciting, ever-changing field with us. Thanks for listening. Keep thinking about it.